Donovan Contanti.
Alex Collier. Alex Collier. Webinar 23. And these topics are the soul's journey, life as a holograph, and of course, current stat. We shall have a question and answer session at the end of the webinar.
Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening to everybody around this beautiful spinning globe here somewhere in the vicinity of Orion and the Pleiades. And here he is from Andromeda himself. Yes. So how are you doing today, my friend?
Thank you for coming. It's always an honor and a privilege to be here and to share this time with you. And it goes by so fast. We won't speak, I think, until probably the first of next year. So I'm going to be very politically incorrect and wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah. And a happy new year and happy holidays and, you know, and I wish you that all sincerely, you and your families. I think it's awesome. The Pope said this would be our last Christmas. I hope he's wrong. I sincerely do. I don't know what he's thinking, but, you know, we'll just have to see. So, there's a lot to cover, and you know, here in the States, we have the Electoral College vote coming up, and we have all of these attempted coups to try to stop the lawful election of a president, and we have fake news and fake news and fake news, and now we have the mainstream media attempting to block out and to shut down alternative media by blaming them for the fake news, you know. And, you know, the entire political here reminds me of the story of the guy who jumped off a 10-story building. And as he passed the floors, he could be heard to say, "So far, so good." That's pretty much what it's like. It's just nuts. And you know, of course, we'll have to see what happens. And we're going to come back to that because of we're entering a time period here, a timeline, where just about anything could happen. And there are a great deal of possible scenarios. And we're certainly going to touch upon some of those. I'm aware that as far as people talking, contactees, et cetera, I pretty much stand alone with Planet X Nibiru. And I want to tell you, and I'm going to tell you, that I stand by everything I'm saying. I stand by the information I'm being given. Eventually, they're going to have to come clean about it, and they will. They have no choice. And one of the first things that you're probably going to hear is that they're going to be sending out satellites to look for it or look at it where they think it is. Okay, I want you to know that this has already been done. This was done years ago. And one of the planets, one of the larger planets that circle the dwarf star, has a hole in it. And it almost looks like a medallion from our perspective. And in its upper right-hand corner, there is a large hole. Well, they have already sent a satellite through it. And the information that came back to Earth was completely undecipherable. It made no sense to us whatsoever. And as far as I know, that they are scrambling to try to figure out what the data means. Okay? So, when they finally do come clean, they're going to be coming clean, but they're going to be giving you old data first, okay? Just so that you're aware of it. Now, I understand that there are some who say it didn't happen, that it came through in 2003. I know those individuals who are saying this, and I have a great deal of respect for them. And as they would easily point out that I'm wrong, I'm going to point out that there are also those who say that it isn't happening, it isn't there, it's not in the cards, etc. Well, I want to remind you, and you can look this up yourself, that the New York Times printed a huge article from the U.S. Naval Observatory itself on January 30th, 1983, where they flat out tell you that it is real and that it is coming. And many astronomers and astrophysicists who talked about it after it went black have been killed. Okay, which is why astronomy for some time there was one of the most dangerous jobs in the world. So we'll be talking some more about that. But I just wanted to be clear because I've had some feedback, some bounce back, some pushback. I get that. You know, I get where all of you are coming from. And I understand where the others are coming from because this is something there's really not much we could do about. And when they go there and they realize that this is not something we could really do anything about, it gives them a sense of powerlessness, hopelessness, and that in turn turns into anger and then into denial. I get all that. But I want to remind you that our forefathers have gone through this experience several times. And we're not alone in this. We're going to get some help. We are definitely going to get some assistance. And I tell you that with absolute confidence, we're going to get some assistance. The world isn't going to end. The denial is going to end, okay? The lack of awareness is going to end. And the conspiracy of silence is going to end. And these are all good things going forward, okay? Because as we have talked about before, you know, third density is about, we all come into third density to learn about power. And self-empowerment is absolutely instrumental in moving into higher dimensions, okay? And you have to recognize and know your own power. And you have to take responsibility for your own power because you will be exercising it as you already have through multiple lifetimes already. Now, what's interesting about that is Theseus, before he so. He did not have an aspect of himself in third or fourth density. He never had a physical existence in third or fourth density. So I guess he didn't need to have those lessons of power, or he just simply chose not to. Now, Morinet apparently has had experience with third density, doesn't with fourth, and then has multiple lifetimes in fifth. Or an unlimited amount of lifetimes. I don't know the actual number in fifth density. So I'm just going to tell you straight away, I don't understand or have enough knowledge about how we choose which dimension to incarnate in. I don't know if that's a soul agreement in the very beginning. I simply don't know. Or is there a larger portion of ourselves in this place or frequency, and it says, okay, I'm going to go to fifth or I'm going to go to fourth, and it's a mission. That part I don't know. But what is interesting that I have been told is that many people, they don't come in alone. They come in with a soul group. So there is an agreement of souls to move and to experience different types of physicality together. Okay? Which in a way is extremely comforting, to be honest with you. I have asked a series of questions about this over a year ago, and I have just reminded M about that, and I'm expecting some feedback shortly. Okay, now I say you're spending your time. Their time is not the same as ours. Okay, so I mean, a year ago is ours for them, in some respects. So it's, well, we've already talked about that part. Okay. As myself and other speakers have talked about, they've talked about disclosure, soft disclosures, etc. There's been some interesting news very quietly released from NASA, a soft disclosure. They didn't make a big deal about it. They just kind of just rolled it out real quiet about them building a ship with a South Korean aerospace consortium. And the craft will have a self-healing hull, self-healing electronics, self-healing electrical boards that will withstand virtually any kind of scenario with radiation. And it's more like it's called a nano starship. And it will have a propulsion system that will take the ship to Alpha Centauri, which is 18 light years from here, in 20 years. So I'll let you figure out the math on that. And if you've been following this kind of information for some time now, you know that this was all reverse engineered technology, alien reverse engineered technology. So they're very quietly, they're not mentioning that piece, but they're mentioning technology. Humanity has made these incredible leaps and bounds. So I guess that they have a plan on how they are going to choose to roll this out specifically, at least the technology. And the propulsion system, I believe, is referred to as a star in a jar. And it's a fusion reactor. And we've already spoken about cold fusion, how that had been cracked years ago. And but this is another, and they're working with a South Korean company. So this is, it's interesting. There is going to be a lot. There is a lot coming out. And it's real quiet. It's sort of on the fringes of all the mainstream stuff that they're distracting us with politics, with ISIL, with Russian hacking, et cetera. All the talk of war and China being upset about this and China being upset about that. It's important to start paying attention maybe to the fringe, because that's where a lot of the real news is on the fringes. Okay. It seems like, you know, the main parts of the supermarket is where all the high price stuff is. Well, in media, that's where all the bullshit is. Okay, the distraction stuff. All right? So, just a heads up on that. So we covered that, star in the jar. Another study that's going on now, which I find fascinating, is quantum physicists have been able to put models together that not only prove that there's a soul, that a part of us has consciousness when it leaves physicality, and it exists on its own, okay, and can easily exist on its own without physicality. Well, they've taken it a step further, and now they're doing a huge study regarding near-death experiences. The thing that I like about this particular study, though, that's being done, is that the subjects that are part of this near-death experience are those who have had near-death experiences. But they are professors, they are doctors, they are physicists. They're narrowing it down to this small field of people who have had these extraordinary experiences that have the academic background to try to make more sense of it or to describe exactly what it is that they've had. Of course, there have been numerous studies with children and young adults, veterans, soldiers, people from all walks of life, but this one is very narrowed down because they are looking for specific things that I guess they feel that only people trained in academia would have or would know how to express. Particular study is being headed by Professor Robert Lanza. For those of you who are sitting there saying, well, you know, give us more information. Okay. And that's interesting. Because when you have, for those of us who have experienced near-death experiences, for those of us who have experienced genuine, true, out-of-body, soul travel experiences, for those of us who have experienced another dimension through a physical contact, when you come back, you have this empowering knowledge where your faith in a source, in creating, in intelligent design, is absolutely unwavering because you know what you know what you know. And I think it sets us up to choose different paths in life, or to move in different circles, or to approach life very, very differently, because you know what you know, because you've had this experience. Now I'm going to share a personal family experience with you guys. And this involves my mother's brother, my Uncle Dick. His first name was Richard, but everybody called him Dick, or we called him Uncle Dick. My Uncle Dick was pretty much an atheist, wild child. If there are rules, he wanted to know where they were so he could break them. And he went to Alaska to work on the pipeline when they first started the Alaska pipeline. He was there for years. Well, at some point, my Uncle Dick got tuberculosis. And towards the end of his life, they released him from the hospital. They allowed him to come home. And when he was home, he and my Aunt Jean, his long-term wife and partner, who was an awesome woman, by the way, he would have blackouts. And some of the blackouts would last for a few minutes. Some would last for 15 minutes. Some for 30 minutes. And this was happening in the months leading to his death. Now, he's an atheist. You know, he didn't believe in anything other than what he could see and touch. Well, in one of the blackouts, he traveled. He went through the tunnel of light himself in a park where my Aunt Connie, his older sister, was, and my mother, who we had lost at 8 years old, or I had lost at 8 years old, was in the park hiding behind a tree. And they talked to him, and he seemed to feel like he had been there for hours. And they talked to him, and they caught up. And one of the conversations was about how my Aunt Connie could hear her kids, her sons and daughters, when they talked about her, and when they prayed to her, she could hear that. The same thing with my mother. My mother, when we, myself, my brothers and my sister, would talk to her or pray to her to say, hey, we miss you, she could hear all that. But she said something very interesting. My dad, Eunice, she said, it's too hard for me to come back. Now, I don't know if she meant to come back into the physical or if it was to come back to try to contact us in some way. But she heard everything, and she told my Uncle Dick that she was proud of us and proud of the people that we had become. And he had a message for Connie and for her kids. Now, my Aunt Jean relayed the story to my sister, Barry. And I'm sharing the story with you to emphasize the soul, to emphasize the fact that this is real, that you, me, we are all more than we realize. And it is time to quest, to make a decision, to learn more about that part of yourselves, okay? And you won't find it in a religion. I'm just telling you that. You won't find it in a religion, okay? There is no middleman. It is you, and it is Source. It is Creator. It is Business. It is Great Spirit. It is you and whatever it is. There is no middleman. That's just a fact. Anyway, he was gone for about 15 minutes. And according to my Aunt Jean, my uncle was a different guy. When he woke up, he was a different guy. Because he knew what he knew. He knew that the experience was real. He knew it was bona fide. He knew he was there. He knew he was talking to his two sisters, my Aunt Connie and my mother Eunice. He knew. And he was a different guy. Ladies and gentlemen, that's powerful stuff. You know, that is really powerful stuff. That knowing is powerful stuff. Okay? It is never too late to become who you want to be. It is just not too late. Okay? And your contraction and your expansion of your life experience is all predicated on your level of courage. I mentioned that the last webinar. Okay? There's just so much going on. Okay, I don't want to get to the scenarios yet. Okay. Scientists discover the universe grows like a giant brain. When they are looking at universes and galaxies and how they interconnect, what's interesting is that our brain works exactly the way the holograph, which we call our universe, does. Okay? That's fascinating. They have also done a study regarding the human eye. And what's fascinating about this is that the fluid within the eye operates the way a current does with a star. It works exactly the same way. Energy comes in and funnels through. And what's fascinating is that the flow of energy, when they've taken photographs of it having brain farts today. When they take pictures and frequency pictures of it, it looks exactly like the fleur-de-lis. I thought that was pretty interesting because I've always been drawn to that particular symbol myself, that and the circle cross. So, okay, quantum physics, scientific simulations clearly back up the theory that the universe is a hologram that we've talked about. We now also get, now we're going to get into the scenario part of the talk. We are entering into a space, a timeline, where just about anything could happen. You have the Muslim clerics talking about the Mahdi is coming, their savior. You have Christianity talking about their savior coming back in this timeline, this next year. You have the Hebrews, Hybrid, talking about the same thing. The Torah refers to the enlightened one returning, the Messiah. So I don't know if it's going to be three different messiahs, and they're going to have a battle of stars, figure out who's going to be the top dog, you know, or if it's going to be one that's going to represent all the religions, okay? I don't know how this is going to work. The common denominator they all have is that they believe it's coming with Nibiru, the planet X, okay? That's interesting. And then we have the different predictions of psychics and Nostradamus, John Teeter, if you've studied his work. But we're in that stage. Now, what's interesting is that, and I'm going to touch on Teeter first, is that we're entering a phase where he says that there is a political coup to deny someone the presidency. This results in a civil war of 10 years. And the Civil War is only interrupted by World War III. Okay, where billions of people die because of the nuclear exchange. That's the next 10 years. And then we have evangelists who are seeing where back in 2007, Trump was predicted to be president. And then we have 10 years of incredible prosperity and enormous growth and good times, really good times, and that he's president for two terms. And then we have the scenario regarding Nibiru and the changing and the earth shifting, and we have continents rising, masses, etc. And then we have the soft disclosure regarding extraterrestrials and aliens and everything that's going on down in Antarctica. Okay? What's going on down there and what's underneath the ice and the discoveries that are in the oceans that they're finding out now about. And it's just an amazing time how it seems like all at once – all of this information is coming, and it's and it doesn't necessarily fit together at all. But what it really comes down to is, and I have to go to the media again. I have to go the media, the governments, the powers that be represent less than 2% of the world's population. It is absolutely lunacy to let them dictate the course of humanity of the other 98%. Okay? Because we all know they're self-serving. We all know they're addicted to power. Why would we give them any more energy to dictate what our future's going to be? Now, the other 98% of us, what is it that we want? And that we're in this timeline now. We have all these things going on, and they're all being driven forward as specific or separate agendas. Okay, but at some point, they're all going to converge. And my question is, what is it that we want? Humanity, the 98%. What is it that we want? What kind of a future do we want? Now, this is a discussion that needs to happen. This needs to happen first with yourself. You need to be absolutely clear about what you want. And then maybe have, and once you're clear about what it is you want, then have this conversation with your partner, with your family, your children, okay? And this is an outstanding conversation to have, especially with kids, because media are steering them down this path, okay? And it's not healthy. It's not healthy. They're becoming detached emotionally. They're becoming middle-aged children who can't deal with any kind of stress or strife or change. I mean, we're already seeing this with the millennials, okay? They absolutely have their strengths. There's quite about it. But ladies and gentlemen, is the depth there? Is the depth there? Is the soulfulness there to make different decisions, to do a spiritual path which will give them the things that they want anyway, but with a perspective that empowers them. And it doesn't put the empowerment outside of themselves in the hands of government, media, or religions, or the powers that be. That's my point. Okay? And it's not like we have to have this conversation with every single person on the planet. It's the 100th monkey syndrome, okay? That if a group, if a large enough group get it, the rest will automatically get it. And this is what I'm talking about. Now, I bring this up because we have a cosmic wave coming that is supposed to hit the Earth. And there are many who are trying to make you be afraid of this frequency. Ladies and gentlemen, this frequency is the bomb. Okay, this is a spiritual frequency that is harmonizing third density. It is locking in a spiritual frequency, a presence, a knowledge that we are all going to pull from. Okay, it is it is locking in the ascension for the most part. This will not be the only one. Now, other galaxies are experiencing this frequency as well, this wave. It's coming from their central suns. There isn't, and many galaxies don't have just one central sun. They have several. Okay, and this frequency, this wave, it will be hitting not only, but it'll be all the stars in our galaxy. And the stars will in turn reprogram themselves and then put out a frequency. There will be a change in their frequency with the reprogramming. That's what I'm trying to say. We need to embrace this, not be afraid of it, okay? And this is why we're having this conversation, because these, you know, the universe sets us up for success. It never sets us up for failure, okay? Because it recognizes itself as an organism. It recognizes the galaxies as an organism. And if it's not healthy, if it can't be saved, if it cannot become healthy or balanced, then it will implode and go down a black hole. And all of that knowledge and information is stored in there and retransplanted back into the universe through black holes, okay? But the physicality goes away. But it's always going to try to correct itself to balance all the organisms that it exists, okay, inside the holograph, which we know is our universe. Okay, there is a real, genuine knowledge and wisdom how this all works. And, and for those of us who have studied metaphysics, you know, science is finally catching up, and it was predicted they would. It's finally catching up. And this wave is coming to hit us on the 26th. 25th, 26th, 24th, 25th, we should probably start to feel it. Okay? And, it may cause some mechanical disruptions. Okay? That'll be fixed. That'll be dealt with. Okay? But what's important is a holograph is color, light, and sound, and intention. That's what a holograph is. Okay? We are the intention. You, me, all of us with soul, we are the intention. You have to own that. You have to own your intention. You have to own that part of you that is creating you. 24/7, and because that's the empowerment. That's the empowerment. And if you have it, your children have it. The 100th monkey, your friends will have it. And you will lead by example. This is the law of consistency that the Andromedan culture talks about. They don't leave anybody behind. You know, they don't throw anybody away. There's no broken, okay? There may be lost, but it isn't broken. And what they do is they focus their intent on whatever part of their culture or other cultures are not in harmony, and through intent, they heal it, so that it becomes part of the whole because it's balanced across the board. We have got to start looking at ourselves as humanity, as an organism. And yeah, we have some dysfunction, and yeah, we have some broken parts, okay, or lost parts. Focus on humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, we are 98%. You know, it is ridiculous to let the 2% rule. No, we can't do this. Okay, we know, we have an inner knowing, we have a logic, we have a common sense to us. we have to exercise that and push it forward and stop denying it and stop saying, you know, and allowing those to say we're you know, we're racist, we're this, we're that. No, those labels are shit, okay? We shouldn't buy into that. We all basically, as people, want the same thing. We want to be safe. We want to be prosperous. We want to raise our children, and we want to enjoy love, longevity, and a good life. That's the foundation. We all agree on that, okay? Even terrorists love their children. Either whatever, we can all start there, okay? We have to build from that place, not with all this other distractional crap, because that's all it is, and it's the 2% that are trying to shove that shit down our throats, all right? We have to start there, and it starts with us individually. Those of you who are doing this, you are finding your soul groups. People are coming into your life who you know. And you know it almost right from the get-go that you know. Or you're having dreams about people coming into your life, whether it's a partner or a lover or something. But you know, okay, the soul groups, the soul families are coming together to help ground this one's. That's coming in, that will move humanity through third into fourth and then into fifth. All right? These are amazing, amazing times that are coming. And there's a part of me that's incredibly excited about this. Because I don't know how it's all going to unfold. And I just, you know, I just wish none of us had to stress about money. Okay? But we do. But it's an incredibly empowering time, especially if you have that peace that you know that you're not the physical body. You're only using it. Okay, it's a suit. And when you know that, there's a lot of pressure that comes off. Okay, because you know you move on. You continue. This isn't it. You're not going to be put in a hole. The dirt's going to cover you and it's black forever. That is such a crock of shit. Okay? And that's part of the fear programming that, you know, we've been fed, that humanity's been fed forever, you know? And it is interesting how science is coming to the place of the metaphysician, and spirituality is coming to the place of both the metaphysician and science. And essentially what that does is that leaves organized religion and government out in the cold. And well, this is pretty clear if you look at it objectively. It has been about control, manipulation, and power. It really has been. And, you know, so, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be hearing about a cosmic catastrophe. Apparently FEMA is buying up all this stuff, stockpiling dried food and emergency food, survival food and body bags, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we're going to have some incidences. We're going to have, I was told years ago, and I think I'm on the record of saying this, is that we would have a couple of comets or asteroids that hit the planet. One would be in Finland, one would be Utah. We'll see, you know, we'll see what happens. And as far as, you know, the earth changes, dealing with outside planetary bodies, I'm not exactly sure how that's all going to play out. Okay? I know we're going to get help, and we're already getting help. Okay, but this is part of our holograph. This star system that travels through our solar system for millions and millions of years. And it's part of our holograph. Okay? I don't understand why we inserted that in or if we agreed to that. I don't know what that's all about. I am sure that that information and that knowledge will be revealed to us here shortly because we're in this window. Okay? We're now 2017, 2018 window of dramatic change and revelation. And we all have a front row seat for it. We do. But I would want all of us to be more self-empowered to go through this so that we intentionally can make decisions for all of humanity, as opposed to sitting back in fear, terrorized, and letting 2% decide what we're going to be, what humanity is going to be. That doesn't work for me, okay? Especially when you know who they are and what they are. That shouldn't work for you either, okay? So, okay, guys.
So, hi, everybody. And so there's a nice load of questions here. Let's start at the beginning from Anne. We've had some bandwidth issues over the broadcast today, and there are some things that got a little garbled or lost. Now I don't know if it'll come out on the main on the archive that will be the video, but when we were doing it, when you said something is coming through, the wave is coming.
Yes.
When did you say the wave was coming? Because that got garbled.
Okay, we're supposed to be immersed in the wave, our entire solar system, on the 26th of December. Okay? So we may start feeling it on the 23rd, 24th, just before the 26th. But it's a positive thing. It may disrupt some mechanical things, but as far as a spiritual frequency, which is what it is, it's a very positive thing. What it's doing is it's locking in a higher vibration. And what it's also doing is that it is recalibrating the stars in our galaxy to a higher frequency. You got that?
So that's okay. Yeah, I think we got all that. Excellent. Excellent. What other things were there? Oh, a couple of other points, but I can't remember. They'll come back during this this Q&A, I hope. Anne says, could Alex please speak about the differences between multidimensional, interdimensional, and hyperdimensional beings?
I'm not all that edumacated. on that. I don't believe I'm intelligent enough at this point to actually share that. Now, multidimensional, the A's would be considered technically multidimensional because they can exist and they create physicality in more than one or two dimensions. They can do it in three. Okay? Now, I know when they meet beings that are their mentors in sixth and seventh, those beings are multidimensional. Now, as far as, I think she said hyperdimensional, I'm not exactly sure I know what the definition of that would be. But to my knowledge, the beings that appeared in the new dimension that was created a while back, those beings have the ability to see down and can manipulate physicality in all the dimensions. Now, would that be the same as angels? I don't know what classification an angel would be, because I don't know the dimension in which they reside most of the time. So I don't know how to answer that question. It's, you know, it's just like, it's like the more I learn, the less I realize I know. And it's just a rabbit hole that goes on and on and on. Because knowledge and experience goes on and on and on. It's like living life. You are constantly hiding into something else. And it's infinite. Whatever infinite is, it's infinite. So I don't know exactly how to answer that question other than what I've just shared with you. Okay.
Okay. From George. Hi, Alex. Are the Andromedans involved in the staggering amount of crop circles that appear in southwest England every year? If so, can you point out one they've created? And can you also explain the reasons for the circles and the technology involved?
I can. The answer is yes. I'm aware of three that they have left. And the next webinar, I will go look for those, and I will send those to JP so that we can figure out how to put that up, okay, and maybe talk about it. That JP?
Yeah, we can do that. I can okay. bring them up as a,
okay.
as a screen.
I don't have them here because I never expected this question. And as to why those crop circles were being left is threefold. Threefold. One was to communicate with Gaia, the Earth, a living entity, to give her knowledge and information of their intentions for being here, their purpose, and what their hopes and goals are. Okay? That's one. Two, to program the Earth with specific knowledge as to who they are and what their extraterrestrial lineage is and from what stars they come from. That's knowledge. Three, for humanity to take interest in and hopefully learn to decode and think in a different way. Now, let's talk about that. Have you guys seen the movie The Arrival? If you haven't, it's homework. It's a very good movie, and essentially what it's about is a race shares through their language their idea of time in the hopes that humanity would begin to think differently about time. And in so doing, it literally will change their own makeup and their own self-description of who they in fact are. Okay? So what we just see in the crop circle is the physical of it in the field. What we don't see is the frequency. What we don't see are the colors. What we don't see is the knowledge embedded within the frequency of the message itself. Because we're young, okay? We're just now stepping into our own and beginning to understand not only who we spiritually are, okay, or physically who we are. I mean, that's coming. But we don't understand our place. And that's coming. Okay, that's all coming. And that is in the crop circles. Now, the Earth gets that, and then she projects it herself. She changes her frequency with this knowledge. And ladies and gentlemen, we're all getting the Earth energy. There is no way you cannot, regardless. But that frequency, that energy is very subtle. And that knowledge is subtle because it speaks to us on a DNA level, on a spiritual level. And only when one can be quiet can one allow that energy in. Now, this reminds me of another question we had, I think it was one or two or maybe even three webinars ago, where someone asked the question, will the manipulation of our DNA end soon? The answer to that question is, unfortunately, no. There is a lot going on. It can be corrected, and it will be corrected. But what you have are 2%, the 2% playing with gasoline. And they really don't know what they're doing, but they're hell-bent on doing it, whatever it is. Okay? Now, I asked that question, and I had to wait for an answer. And there's your answer. So, you know. So we will talk more about crop circles in the next webinar, which I guess will be after the first of the year. Okay, and JP, I will go back and look for those. I know there's...
Something to look forward to, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Hang on, I'll just set your picture to always stay up rather than it changing to me. There we go. All right. So now here's a question from Mason, and he's put it a couple of times, but there's several versions of it. Here we go. This is a question too large for the question portal. Alex, a few webinars ago, I talked to you about my experience with regressive reptilian beings standing at the foot of my bed and having to ward them off almost with psychic martial arts, using love, shining love, embracing love, and calling in from all realms and dimensions. You told me then that this had happened to you in the past when your first son was born, and I thank you for sharing that. It felt nice hearing. Could you elaborate on this whole experience now for me? Or if you, JP, and James find, feel appropriate, could we talk on Skype or email? Bless the Mason 3311.
Sure. We can do that. Now, my personal experience with that, and I will share this again if I didn't. I got some assistance. But I'm not sure that I actually needed it, and I'll tell you why. I got to a place with them that I literally empowered myself, and it's hard to describe, but I sent out a frequency of no, you won't. How dare you? And I literally just said, you know, get the fuck out of here. Okay? And I was enraged. I had to make sure because people are walking by. Infuriated. And I just, you know, I just commanded them, get the fuck out of here. And they backed up. They did. They were leaving. When help showed up, they were leaving, they were backing up because I was not backing down. There was no way I was backing down. Okay? Because I'm great. I've been dead, and I know this already. And here I am, like a bad penny, right back here doing it again. Okay? Maybe a bad penny. Bad penny is not a good analogy, but you get my point. Okay? I have reached a place where enough is enough. Okay, I have enough information now that, you know, I know what I know. And I'm just not putting up with that shit. I'm just not going to do it. And no, none of us have to. Okay? You approach me as an equal. You approach me with love. You approach me with mutual respect. Or, dude, you walk around. You just get out of my way. I'm not interested. And I'm not putting up with it. Okay, and that is exactly how I feel. That is exactly the intention I hold with any of them. Okay? End of story. And you'll get there. You'll get there. You get screwed enough. You get screwed with enough. You'll get there. You absolutely will. Okay, I don't want to rant and rave.
That is very interesting. You know, I was talking last night with a friend. I have chickens. And it's got, I've got a rooster. This is relevant because they're all reptilians. They're a little reptilian society. And the rooster, he attacks me. Every so often, he attacks me. And what I have to do is I have to bring him down. I have to chase him around the garden, bring him down, and hold him upside down and say, look, that's enough. And, you know, when you hold them there, they freak out. You can then lay them down, and he'll lay on the floor for, 10 minutes and kind of whine around like a teenager. But, you know, he behaves himself after that. And this is the attitude we have to take with these beings, you know.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And psychically, we can lift them up and slap them about. Psychically, we're much more powerful than we think we are. This is the magic of the royal blood that we have, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, we are not only this culmination of bloodlines, okay, but we are also source. We are connected to source of all that is, that creates stars, creates planets, galaxies, quasars. We're a part of all of that. Who the hell do they think they are? You know, they can only disempower you with your permission. Don't give them permission. Don't do it.
Don't give them an inch. Okay, yeah. Right. Let's.
The benevolent won't take the inch. You know, they will want to confer as equals. You know, it's only the rascals that want something that take something without permission. They're obliged to do it. That they're allowed to do it, and they're not. They absolutely are not. So don't take that shit. Especially now, you know, we got all this positive stuff coming in, you know, and which is why the 2% are freaking out, because we're all being empowered. We're all coming into our own. The veils are being lifted. We are seeing things clearly for the first time. A lot of people are seeing things clearly for the first time, and they're really beginning to ask all the right questions. What the hell is going on here? And you know, and they're getting some answers. They're seeing it. You know, but we still have to lead by example. That's how this is, you know. So be the example. Be the example.
Yep. Create a model.
There you go.
Working models. Okay. Now, all right. And, you know, on the other side of this, where did that go? All right, Ingrid Goodridge. As I understand it, Nibiru is the planet of the crossing. Do I thus understand that it is Marduk returning? Can you comment? Much love, Ingrid.
I'm not specific. I don't have any specific information whether Marduk is in fact actually there on the planet in residence. I don't know. Now, I assume you're referring to the extraterrestrial who the Egyptians called Ra. Or if you're just talking about the planet Marduk, which from my understanding, is not an issue at all. So I'm not exactly clear about what you mean, but if you're talking about the being, I don't know. I don't know if that's who the Antichrist is going to be. I don't know if they're going to create a clone. I haven't been read into that. I mean, we're in this window where just about anything could happen, you know. But, you know, in truth, if it's truly negative and it is something that's going to harm humanity, you know that it's the 2% that are behind it, that are manipulating that structure, okay? They're manipulating all the negative structures on the planet in order to maintain their control and their power over others. Okay? That is not the long-term goal here. Okay? The long-term goal is humanity is empowered. Humanity steps into its own. It steps into self-responsibility without being coerced to accept some higher authority. Okay. That's the goal here. And that's the movement. That's the movement. That's the unsettling in humanity, is that movement. Okay, but first has to come the awakening. You have to clearly see what things are for what they are. And once you got that, then we're good. Then we're good. And that's what's happening now. That is, in fact, what's happening now. Okay? It's happening in the cities. It's happening in Beverly Hills. It's happening in the rice paddies. It's happening in the Himalayas. It's happening everywhere. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
From Elaine, not Elaine, because that was the one. Because it's like there's a lot of Nibiru kind of Nibiru related. I'm trying to group them together. By the way, I had James McKenney on my show on Monday. You remember the guy with the video that you sent me years ago? Thing about Nibiru coming in, and it was very controversial because it was it was a kind of composite. It wasn't really what he said. And anyway, so he was talking about the electric universe theory, and Sabina is also asking you, Alex, what do you think about the electric universe theory? And thank you for your efforts. Much love.
I actually favor it. It's really the only thing that makes sense. We use the word electricity. You know, what is it? Can we clearly define it? Science has a very difficult time. We can replicate it, but we're not exactly sure what it is. And when you see when you've seen how planetary bodies react to each other and they create an electrical polarity and the exchange of energy that occurs when this happens, it's actually quite extraordinary. Stars, the actual fuel for stars comes from higher dimensions, and the only thing that makes sense is the electric model. It's the only thing that actually makes sense. So, you know, at this point, as we continue to progress, I am sure that if the ETs came down in mass and just said, okay, here's how it all works, they would do that. But there is always a level of self-discovery that has to occur first, because they've learned through previous mistakes that giving everyone their answers doesn't work. It doesn't empower you. It doesn't empower the races. So I think once we reach a technical level of knowledge, that what they will do is they will fill in the other pieces for us, and it'll come together. But I'm a strong proponent of the model. Yes, I am.
Nancy is asking, Alex, why can't the good guys get a news show on TV? Well, hashtag Pizzagate.
Go on. Well, we need to open up our own studios. Okay.
It's going to happen.
It's the 2%. We're talking about the 2%. And they're teetering right now. They are. But, you know, they're lashing out and they're doing their gig, you know, to do whatever they could. Now, that 2%, you know, there's multiple levels of control. And, you know, they're losing the lower level, which is government, the government control over the people. Because people are waking up. They have had enough of social, communistic, fascist. They're just done with all that manipulation. They really are. Well, at least here in the States we are, but it's beginning to show up in Europe. The mistakes they've made with bringing in all the refugees and not preparing for it, and then the lies, and then telling them, well, sorry, this is just the way it is. That's not going to be tolerated much longer. There's going to be pushback. because there's no mutual respect. So once that level of government control is dissolved completely, which is happening, and that's happening because no one's paying attention to the media anymore. Once that happens, then you're looking at the aristocracy, the monarchies, the banking technocracy. Once that dissolves and collapses on itself, then we're left with the aliens, the Nephilim. That'll be a fun time, folks. That will be quite the education, okay, when that begins to be revealed, because there'll be nobody there to protect it and hide it anymore. And it's coming. Those things are unraveling pretty quickly. And, you know, in all probability, if things continue to unravel the way they are, you know, probably somewhere around the end of this year, most of us should have a very clear picture of what's been going on planet Earth, you know, for the last 20,000 years. It's going to be interesting. We will all have an edumacation of what's been going
edumacating.
On. Edumacating.
You know,
I love that word.
Today, it's a Bushism, isn't it? Today is the first day of the 365-day window that you described earlier on. You said December the 16th, 2016, to December the 16th, 2017. So
yes,
today, welcome to the Nibiru opening zone, whatever that is. So,
it's all coming together. Now, listen, as we were just talking about the dissolving of the layers of control, as these layers dissolve, to keep things balanced, humanity will be growing in self-empowerment, so that when this last layer of control dissolves, we will not fall into anarchy as an organism or as a humanity. What will happen is we will be acquiring layers of self-empowerment, so this all we will be committed to creating our own future ourselves. And then what will happen is as it collapses, we will absorb it and we will take the knowledge and the wisdom, and we will create a humanity with focused intention on what it is that we want. So as it collapses, humanity envelops it and then takes the reins and moves and empowers ourselves in a direction that all of humanity wants to be in. Okay? That's how it works. It will be mutual consent. The consent will be mutual amongst all of us, that this is where we want to go, and this is what the end result. So our goals will be, as these things are revealed, our goals, we will be clarifying our own personal goals and goals of humanity, and they will be manifesting as we achieve our direction. God, I'm in my head, and sometimes it's hard to put it into words. So that is all going to be working in synchronicity. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we got some. You got some bandwidth issues today. It's really, you know, you're breaking up sometimes. All right. From good old Bjorn. Hi, Alex. And this is a good question. Thank you so much for your work for humanity. Sometimes when I'm being purposely really provoked or insulted, who purposely does that? I react with irritation and aggression. Is this a concept of 3D only, or can this happen also by the Andromedans in 5D? Am I being Neanderthalish?
Neanderthalish. Neanderthals had bigger brains than we do. So I don't know. I'm not gonna use that term because I don't know. I have not ever seen any of them act with anger. when I have been a nuisance with Morinne, with incessant stupid questions, he doesn't get angry. He doesn't even give me a stern look. He just turns around and walks away. He ignores me. So, there you go. Problem solved.
That's right. Step away from the step away from the drama. That's what they do.
I'm not going to feed it. I'm not going to give it any energy. And it's not something I even want to participate in. So I'm leaving.
I'm out of it. So, from Aaron, Alex, on the December the 26th, stars are recalibrated. From the stars, do we receive the higher ascension wave calibration to over days or months?
I don't know. We're all going to figure that out together.
That's the big day, isn't it? Yeah. Leo is asking, Alex, people are using organite devices to raise the consciousness of the planet. What do you think about them? Have you had experience in them?
I believe, JP, that's what you sent me, right? Or had someone send me?
I have some shungite towards you and some organite.
Okay.
Organite looks like that. This is, transparent sometimes, and it's got rocks and stones.
I don't know what that is.
All right.
Well, I have no personal knowledge of it.
Wilhelm Reich technology. Yeah. Okay, so let's...
Okay,
All right, another question from Bjorn. Alex, are we in kindergarten or somewhere in 1 to 12th grade? What level are the A's in comparison? Postdoctorate?
Yeah, they've got their MBAs. We're about 7th grade. We're not quite the kindergarten anymore, but we're at 7th grade, and our knowledge, our ability to absorb knowledge and to process it is increasing exponentially. So I would say I would venture to say in the next 10 years that we'll be entering college on how the universe works, truly works. We will have knowledge of other races. We know for a fact there more than likely will be some interacting. We will know about the stars and about space travel. There'll be all kinds of new technologies coming out of black projects and being shared with humanity. As the funding dries up, they will have to come clean with it. Okay. So, and the spiritual truths will be shared with us without the metaphysical blinds. The metaphysical blinds will be removed because those in power, and we will be learning the spiritual truths about how the universe works, the soul, and about our journeys as individuals, as groups, and our true abilities to create physicality. It's going to be an exceptional time. And, you know, there'll probably be some hiccups, but those hiccups are there, I think, are planted there to not only strengthen humanity, but also to keep us focused on what it is that we want. So that, you know, we learn these lessons once and for all, and that future generations will hopefully not make the same mistakes that have been made in the past with Lemuria, Atlantis, the biblical flood of Noah, with regressive alien intervention. We simply won't tolerate that kind of behavior because we'll be a fully self-empowered humanity. That's how I see it. That truly is how I see it.
Okay, now here's a very interesting question. Another one from Bjorn. Hi, Alex. Have the Andromedans been in direct conflict with the Draco reptilians? And if so, how did it work out?
Third and fourth density, they have. I'm not aware of any conflicts in fifth. So the Draconians don't exist on fifth density. Just third and fourth. And I think everybody's rubbed dirt. Everyone's had interaction. Majority of it, I understand, has been negative. But not 100% negative. That's all I got.
Okay. From Ricardo, not Uncle Dick. Alex, for those of us who were given vaccinations by our parents, is there any way to repair the damage to our DNA? Good question.
I don't know. Maybe with some of the technology that's been suppressed regarding a repairing DNA structure, toxins attached to DNA. It's possible, but that technology has not been released yet. I don't know if homeopathy can do that. I just don't know.
Let's get that holographic camera fixed up. Yeah, anybody out there who's technically minded, get that holographic camera, and then everything will start working. This is a question that just came in. Alex, will people who have lost their land because of globalism ever gain their country back? Example, Native Americans and other ethnic groups and countries that have been destroyed by these current powers.
Good question. Do the Native Americans want their land back? If we give it back to them, where do we go? I don't know what that looks like. I would hope that we could all come to a place of resolution, that we could all learn to live in harmony and share the goodness of the earth with each other, in a space where it doesn't harm her or anyone else. I mean, that's just not, airy-fairy. I mean, there are civilizations that live like this and have for millions of years. We just don't know them yet. But with their help and mentoring and showing us how to create social structures, communication, links, and in language where we can all understand in a spiritual knowledge of maturity, I would think that we could all share the prosperity and the abundance of the earth and all live very, very well, all very comfortably, with amazing joy and continuous laughter every day. I simply don't understand why that can't happen. I mean, that's the norm, you know. That's the norm in the universe, is that. It's not hardship and death and war and destruction. That is not the norm, folks. How we have been living on this planet is not the norm. We don't even know what the norm is. And that's what we need to be shown. is what the norm is. And, you know,
I'm reminded of the beagles that are released from the laboratory that don't even know what grass feels like when they walk out, when, you know, they just sit in their little boxes.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly. Because they don't know. It's like releasing a lion or a tiger into the wild. Some of them don't make it because they have no idea what they're supposed to do. They'll sit somewhere and wait for the latch to open and the tray come in with their food on it. They don't know what it's like to kill, to survive in the wild. They don't know. Well, we don't really know how to be joyous and live in happiness without them. We don't know what that's like. We really don't. So, what else you got? We got time for one or
finally,
two questions.
Finally, from Sonia. Sonia, do you have an address where we can send you Christmas presents, Alex?
151 Summer Street, number 292, Morrison, Colorado, 80465. Everything goes there, and I will get it.
Marvelous.
Thank you, Sonia. It'll be my first present.
So we'd love to send you stuff, Alex. Are you able to sign for things and stuff when it arrives and that?
Yes, they will sign for it, and it'll go in my box. Yes, they will.
Oh, you got a box. Good, good.
Yes.
Those
cards and letters coming, folks.
Yeah, it's so. I tell you, it's really lovely when people send you stuff. I got a Christmas card from a listener in Canada, and it's just a wonderful, warm feeling to know that when you do stuff, you know, and it comes back, it's beautiful. Here we go. We're now into the moment that you've been talking about.
We've all been talking. Of all the things that we've been talking about in the last 5 to 10 webinars, we're now in the window. For all of this, some of this, for just change. We are now in the window of change. Today to December 16th of next year, there will be a remarkable amount of change. There really will be. Ladies and gentlemen, just keep thinking and focusing on what it is that you want. Okay. Don't let the 2% media convince you of what reality is. They have their own agenda. And that agenda is not for the benefit of humanity. It's to keep those scumbags in power. Okay. Let's not do that. Okay. That's all I got. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Feliz Navidad. Guys, I love you. I love you. And I'm so proud and honored to be able to talk to you guys every couple of weeks and to contribute. I am. This is how I can do it. So I love you. And enjoy the holidays. Enjoy your families. Give serious thought to resolving old conflicts and issues with your loved ones. Okay. In other words, don't have regrets. Do what you can to resolve any of those things so that neither you nor they have any regrets. Okay. They're very tough to live with. And I know this from firsthand. Okay, regrets are very hard to live with. I love you guys. Got it?
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Bye-bye. JP James, thank you.